Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Boston. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Friday, September 6th. You'll be interested to know, 29 years ago, today in 1995, Cal Ripken Jr., the Ironman, played in his 2,131st consecutive game, surpassing Lou Gehrig's record, which had stood for more than 56 years. This remarkable achievement highlighted Ripken's endurance and dedication, cementing his legacy in the sport of baseball. So now you know. And now, it's time for the weather report. It looks like we're in for a slight chance of drizzle early this morning, but it should turn partly sunny later, with a high around 74 and a gentle northeast breeze. Tonight, we'll have mostly cloudy skies, a low of 60 and light winds. For all you beach runners out there, the first low tide Friday will be at 8, with a high tide at 9. The nearshore buoy at Cape Cod Bay reads 68 degrees for the water temperature. Looking ahead in the weather, expect partly sunny skies on Saturday with a high near 79 degrees and a northeast wind. There is a chance of rain showers Saturday night, turning mostly cloudy with a low around 57 degrees. Sunday brings a slight chance of rain before 7 in the morning, then sunny with a high near 73 degrees. The clear nights ahead will have lows around 54 to 58 degrees, with west winds each day. Tuesday will be sunny and a bit warmer, with a high near 81 degrees. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, a 7-foot pregnant poor beagle shark was tracked off Bermuda, but unexpectedly her tag pinged inside a larger creature. Researchers caught the shark off Cape Cod, fitting her with satellite tags to study her migration. After 158 days, the tag transmitted from Bermuda, revealing she had been at varying depths and temperatures. Tragically, the data indicated she had been eaten by a larger predator, likely a great white shark or shortfin mako. This surprising finding highlights the complexity of predator interactions in the ocean, prompting further investigation into these dynamics and their ecosystem impacts. Now on to sports. Last night, the Kansas City Chiefs edged the Baltimore Ravens 27-20. Patrick Mahomes threw for 2 touchdowns and 281 yards, while Lamar Jackson led the Ravens with 267 yards and a rushing touchdown. Despite a late Baltimore push, the Chiefs' defense held strong to secure the win. Tomorrow, the Packers will face the Eagles at Corinthians Arena in Sao Paulo, Brazil. Jordan Love leads Green Bay in their season opener, looking to take on a tough Philadelphia defense, while Jalen Hurts and the Eagles aim to kick off their season on a strong note. Philadelphia enters the game as the favorite, but with injuries in their secondary, Green Bay could capitalize if Love can find his rhythm. In local sports, last weekend, Boston College dominated Florida State and will now look to build on that momentum against Duquesne tomorrow at 3:30. The Eagles are heavily favored with a 99% chance of victory. Meanwhile, the Red Sox, sitting at 70-70, are set to face the Chicago White Sox at Fenway Park tonight. Nick Pivetta takes the mound for Boston, carrying a record of 5-10 with a 4.53 ERA, while Chicago's Davis Martin will oppose him, sporting a 3.62 ERA. In NLF action, the Pats kick off their season against the Cincinnati Bengals on Sunday at 1 p.m. Cincinnati, led by Joe Burrow, is favored with a 75% chance of winning. In top news, a new study from Stanford University reveals that aging occurs in two significant bursts, one in our mid-40s and another in our early 60s. This challenges the traditional belief that aging is a gradual process. Molecular changes during these periods can explain sudden signs of aging, like wrinkles, sagging skin, and increased vulnerability to infections. The study analyzed data from blood and other samples of participants aged 25 to 75, showing that many molecular changes occur around ages 44 and 60. Understanding these shifts can help individuals and healthcare professionals prepare for and potentially manage the effects of aging. In business news, investors are feeling anxious as Wall Street prepares for a significant jobs report due today. Inflation has eased since the Federal Reserve began increasing interest rates more than 2 years ago. Now the focus shifts to employment. Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell indicated that a rate cut is likely this month, but the extent remains uncertain. Economists predict that employers added 160,000 jobs in August, with the unemployment rate dropping to 4.2%. With mixed stock performances and signs of a cooling job market, uncertainty looms large ahead of this crucial economic data. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is just under $56,700. Ethereum is just under $2,400. And Solana is $130. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates. With several locations in the Boston area, Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class, with locations in Canton, Wellesley, Hingham, Brookline, and Framingham. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Mornings sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk science. A roughly 1 meter asteroid, which is about 3 feet, burned up in Earth's atmosphere over the Philippines near Luzon Island this week. According to NASA, the impact occurred at 12:39 in the afternoon Eastern Time. The European Space Agency reported that the object, now known as 2024 Argo-1, was discovered earlier that day. These small asteroids hit Earth approximately every 2 weeks, but they are rarely detected prior to impact. This event marked only the 9th time an asteroid was spotted before entering the atmosphere, creating a spectacular fireball visible to sky gazers. And in entertainment news, on Wednesday, federal prosecutors charged a North Carolina musician, Michael Smith, with defrauding streaming services of $10 million through an elaborate scheme involving artificial intelligence. Smith allegedly created hundreds of thousands of fake songs by non-existent bands, then used bots to stream them and collect royalties from platforms like Spotify and Apple Music. The charges include wire fraud and money laundering conspiracy, with a potential 20-year prison sentence for each charge. Over 7 years, Smith's fabricated catalog reportedly amassed billions of streams, utilizing unique artist names and titles to blend in with legitimate acts. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American martial artist and actor, Chuck Norris. And he said, "I've always found that anything worth achieving will always have obstacles in the way. And you've got to have that drive and determination to overcome those obstacles en route to whatever it is that you want to accomplish. And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the weather reports. Have an amazing weekend, my good friends. We'll see you Monday with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Boston.